the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Damon Runyon is acknowledged as one of the great writers to come out of 20th century America. Runyon's short stories are almost always told in the first person by a narrator who is never named and whose role is unclear. He knows many gangsters and has no job that can be gleaned from his musings, nor does he admit to any criminal involvement. He is a bystander, an observer, an average street corner Joe. Runyon described himself as being known to one and all as a guy who is just around. That line seems to say a lot about Runyon and his life. It was like you were with him on some street corner hustle or some shady dive, and he was filling you in on all the angles, all the gossip, all of life. He was who so many people wanted to be with, or so many people wanted to be. Of course, the cliche about newspaper men and writers is that they are heavy drinkers, chain smokers, gamblers, and obsessively chase women with a sideline in the gathering of stories and facts, and actually getting something written just before the deadline hits. That seems like Damon Runyon and his life summed up in one sentence. His stories became legendary ways of looking that bit differently at America, of soaking up the atmosphere of a glamorous and rip-roaring age and distilling it into black and white type, or in our case, the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Here's our first story.
The Damon Runyon Theatre. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon, and this one, Sense of Humor. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. It is of an afternoon one day in September that I am sitting in Mindy's enjoying myself with some potato pancakes when I am joined by a citizen who is called Joe the Joker. Now, why he is called that is because he is very fond of jokes on somebody else. So when I see him, I push back my plate because Joe the Joker is liable to sprinkle something in the food just for a laugh.
Don't worry, Broadway. I don't play any jokes on you.
No? You are sick or something?
Listen, in a minute you'll hear quite a loud yell which will come from that direction right over there by the door.
What do you do, plant a mine there?
Hey, that is something I never think of. Broadway, that's a wonderful idea.
I open my big mouth.
I'll think of it later. Right now, keep your eye on Frankie Ferocious.
Well, Frank, goodbye, Joe. Anytime anybody plays jokes on Frankie, I leave.
Sit still, sit still. This is going to be good.
I hope you will have a nice funeral.
Look, look, look. It's going to happen. Boy, oh boy, this time I outdo myself.
You certainly do.
It works. It works. Boy, oh boy, what a hot woody get. I use 6 matches in this show.
Joe, I am leaving you. Frankie sees you and is coming over.
Ah, let him, let him. It's only a joke.
A joke like this can lead to lots of flowers.
Look at his face.
Well, well, well. What a sense of humor you got, Joe.
Me? You talking to me, Frankie?
To you. It's all right, boys. I'll take care of this.
I think I will leave now. Anybody who is hungry can help himself to my potato pancakes. My appetite is very gone.
Take it easy, Broadway. I know you have nothing to do with this.
This? Broadway, what is he talking about?
I'm talking about you, big man. You give me a hot foot.
Me? Why, Frankie, never in my life do I stoop to such a crude prank. I am refined.
Sure. Okay, Joe, it is a big laugh. Ha ha.
You know, the trouble with some guys is they got no sense of humor.
Maybe you are right. But like I say, okay. But do not laugh too long or too loud.
With that, Frankie Ferocious leaves, and I do not like the look on his face. In fact, the two guys look at each other like they're going to start fireworks. Now, why this is and what happens later is quite a story. There is a big surprise at the end. And what it is, I will tell you in a minute.